The International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan says NATO-led troops have captured a Taliban field commander with close links to the insurgency's senior leadership. NATO announced that Mullah Saqidat Mujahid, along with another insurgent, was caught without a shot being fired 4 days ago in the province of Uruzgan. Mujahid was the leader of a significant number of insurgents, according to NATO and Afghan officials. A high-ranking Interior Ministry official tells VOA News, Mujahid had been covertly directing a guerrilla group conducting suicide attacks in and around the provincial capital, Tirinkot. The official, who did not want to be named, says Mujahid broke his word to reconcile with the democratically elected government and severed ties with the Taliban following his release after capture and interrogation in 2004. At that time, Mujahid was apprehended with a satellite phone containing the numbers of top Taliban figures, including the head of the movement, Mullah Omar. Mujahid is said to be the brother-in-law of Omar. A former foreign ministry official during the Taliban's 5-year rule, Wahid Majda, tells VOA News that many of the captured Taliban profess to having reformed themselves or actually returning to their previous life as combatants.
Yes, this is common with Taliban. When they release from jail and they go back to the front line. I know some of these kind of Taliban released from Guantanamo and then they went back to battlefield.
The Taliban were driven out of Kabul in 2001 by U.S.-led forces but have regrouped in the southern part of the country. Mujahid's latest detention marks the third time he has been captured. He was held by the Northern Alliance for several years in the late 1990s. He was released in a prisoner exchange deal and reportedly was named to a prominent position in the Taliban government. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.